Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I definitely want to say thank you, my dear friend. You know, I call you the Black Prince of Preachers. And I think it's a well-befitting name for you. You know, you are a very articulate and demonstrative person when you preach this gospel. And you do it all from a point of royalty, because that's who you are. You are a part of a royal priesthood, and I recognize your priesthood. And I say my...
Black Prince is in the building. I mean, you know what this is, right? What is it?
Yo.
I know it's true.
I'm doing this one for the bishop, though.
His ministry, wine, what up?
We gonna let it live out, you feel me?
For real, yeah,
we're for life, baby. We ain't never stop winning. And we ain't gonna stop winning.
Right.
You feel me? I feel
that's
how I live my life.
Let's do it.
Win some, lose some. Nah, I'm just playing with it.
Someone pass the dictionary.
I don't know the definition. Lose.
Say what?
All I know is that I'm feeling loose.
Alexis told me that we winning.
We winning.
Y'all acting like y'all really get it.
You get it? Y'all really need to quit pretending.
They acting.
And did I forget to mention?
Yeah.
What?
Alexis told me that we winning.
Shining on these boys, but ain't no diamonds in my bezel. Riding down Black Sheep, that mean I'm on another level. They tell me I'm too clever when I twist these words together. These haters digging up dirt, but they ain't even got a shovel. I'm still a boss. Ain't nothing changed but the mission. God gave me the word through the spirit. Now pay attention. I feed it and make you listen. My lyrics single, you sense it. And you'll forget the mention. Alexis told me we winning.
We
these rappers talking down. Preachers whispering, they say I'm doing too much. Here we go again. Rather get that money and let your people live in sin.
Don't want to sense of me and confiscate my pad and pen.
Y'all some hypocrites.
Yeah.
I'm really living this, take it
to the crowd.
It's like we own a trip, and I ain't trying to fly. See, it's all a gift. I'm a child of the Most High that come with dribbling. Call it perks, I call it benefits. If you don't know about his grace, then you ain't feeling this. But if you ever felt his love, you gon' be bumping this. Jump fly to this, rewind his hit and ride to this. How you take a shot point blank range and still miss? No, you ain't on my level, but still trying to
diss.
I try to talk and time's come to show you. We in the lead, winning like the race. So
I'm gonna
win some, lose some. Nah, I'm just playing with you. Someone pass the dictionary.
I don't know the definition, lose.
Hey, Google that for me. All I know is that I'm feeling loose. Alexis told me that we winning.
L-U-S-E?
Y'all looking like y'all really get it. But y'all really need to quit pretending.
Yeah.
Okay.
L-O-S-E.
And then I forget to mention.
What?
How
you feeling?
What you forgot? Alexis told me that we winning.
We
winning some, lose some. No, I'm just playing with you.
Some of
the dictionary. I don't know the definition.
Lose. That's the L, right?
All I know is that I'm feeling loose.
I'm feeling like I'm running
out. Alexis told me that we winning. Yeah.
Look at all this.
Y'all acting like y'all really get it. But y'all really need to
understand any words.
Hey, Alexa, did I forget to mention?
Come on,
Alexis told me that we win. Alexis told me that we win.
I know you
want to
study this stuff.
Alexis told me that we win.
Alexis, I mean,
Alexis told me that we win.
I'm going to say your word, boy. We win.
Alexis told me that we win.
Yeah,
I don't know the definition of lose. You know what I'm talking about?
We having too much fun on this track.
I'm like the Floyd Mayweather gospel.
What?
You ain't get that out of the way,
No, man, I got it.
And tonight, I just wanted to share with you a few things. This has been your dear friend, loving you the best way I know how. The best way I know how. I beat the drum in this village. And I have to beat it one more time We are winning because of what Jesus Christ has done for us for Mount Calvary. He has donated his victory to you and me. You cannot pour mouth this gospel any longer. And my dear friend, Black Prince of Preachers, if you're still close to the line, I want to turn it back over to you right now. And thank you very much for your participation tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God on this morning. It's truly a blessing. Amen. To be on the line this morning. Amen. A blessing. Amen. Hallelujah, to be able to preach the word on this morning. We thank God for each and every person out there who has called in, everybody tuned in on Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah, on this morning, let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you on this morning. We thank you for allowing us to come together in your name, congregate in your name. Lord, we just ask that you move in a mighty way on this morning, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for it in advance, for everything that you are about to do on this morning. Hallelujah. Everything that you are about to reveal to us, Lord. We thank you for your revelation on this morning, Lord. We lift you up high and holy. We praise your name. You're worthy to be praised, Lord, and we just thank you for it. Lord, we bind and we rebuke and we cast out any work of the enemy. Hallelujah, on this morning, trying to prohibit us from receiving your word, trying to prohibit us from receiving that breakthrough. Hallelujah, trying to prohibit us from receiving, hallelujah, that revelation that you have for us on this morning. Hallelujah, and we thank you in advance for the power to bind, for the power to rebuke, and for the power to cast away. Hallelujah, Lord, and we thank you, hallelujah, on this morning. We praise your name. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God on this morning. Amen. We thank God. Amen for each and every person called in, tuned in. Hallelujah. Facebook, Blog Talk. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everybody that's about to call in. Praise God. Hallelujah. We just thank God on this morning. Hallelujah. We have a word on this morning. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, we're going to be coming from Psalms 110. Praise God, hallelujah, Psalms 110. Praise God, amen. And then we're going to jump around from the Old to the New Testament just a little bit. Praise God, hallelujah. I'm going to try to give it to you the way the Lord, hallelujah, has been giving it to me. Amen, praise God. Now, this is a Psalm of David. Praise God, hallelujah. So we know right off top who the author of this particular scripture is. Hallelujah, it's King David. Hallelujah, the man that's after God's own heart. Amen. Praise God, the example of what it's like, amen, to really be a Christian. Let me say it like that. Praise God, hallelujah. A man that even though he stumbled and fell, hallelujah, he was able to repent. He was able to obey. He was able to see the error of his ways, amen, and make better of himself. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, a role model, so to speak, of how we should be, amen, as Christians. Hallelujah, amen. Now, David's the one writing this, so David is saying, praise God. In verse 1, he said, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, sit. Hallelujah. So the Lord is speaking. Praise God. And he's giving a command. Hallelujah, amen. Sit thou at my right hand. Praise God, amen. Sit thou at my right hand. Let me break down the right hand. When the right hand is used, particularly in the Bible, praise God, hallelujah, it's talking about authority. Praise God. Hallelujah. Authority. Whenever you shake somebody's hand, when you meet somebody and you're meeting somebody important or you're meeting somebody, period, amen, to greet that person, when you shake hands, you usually shake the right hand. It's customary to shake the right hand, praise God, meaning I'm recognizing your authority, you're recognizing my authority. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So God is saying you need to sit at my authority. Hallelujah. Amen. In other words, let me be in charge. Let me run this. Hallelujah. Amen. I need you to sit at my right hand. I don't need you to see, it's going to be times in our lives when God is going to tell us to move and God is going to tell us to sit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because if you move at the wrong time, hallelujah, or you sit at the wrong time, hallelujah, you will be outside of the will of God. So you have to be able to listen and discern when God is speaking, when he's telling you to move, hallelujah, when he's telling you, hallelujah, not to move. Praise God, hallelujah. A lot of times, amen, people will come to us, amen, more than one person comes to us and say, hey, hallelujah, amen, you need to, hallelujah, sit. Praise God, hallelujah. Or more than one person will come to us and tell us, hallelujah, you need to move. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. But the thing is, it's not about what the people are saying. It's about what the Lord is saying. Hallelujah, amen. Has the Lord told you to move? Praise God. Or has he told you to sit? Praise God, hallelujah. Meaning, amen, has he given you a command to do something, or has he given you a command that I need you to sit, hallelujah, because I'm working some things out, and when things get worked out the way I want them to, then you can move. Praise God, hallelujah. And let me break this down a little more. It says, sit at thou at my right hand until. So sitting is not a permanent thing. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. We need to understand sitting is not a permanent thing. He says, I want you to sit until, hallelujah, I make thine enemies thy footstool. Praise God, hallelujah. Now you just from that context, you can tell what's going on when he's wanting you to sit. Hallelujah, amen. He says, until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Thine enemies thy footstool. Hallelujah. So, amen, you must be under attack. Praise God for him to say, sit until I make your enemies your footstool. Hallelujah, amen. So if you're under attack, David, hallelujah, amen, was at this time faced when he wrote this psalm, when he was writing this psalm, he was describing a situation in which he was deciding whether or not he should go into battle, hallelujah, or whether, amen, he was basically asking God, how should I fight this battle? Praise God, hallelujah, amen. And what was going on, he said, sit, hallelujah, amen, until I make thine enemies, praise God, your footstool. Hallelujah. So he said, I want you to move, but not right now. Hallelujah. Amen. See, you're under attack and you think, amen, as a human being. Praise God. Your first response to an attack is to attack back. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. This goes on in our families. This goes on with our friendships. This goes on in our jobs. This goes on in our churches. Praise God. When we feel like we're under attack, hallelujah, amen, we tend to want to fight back. Praise God, hallelujah. But God is saying when we're under attack, hallelujah, amen, to sit at his authority. Hallelujah, amen, until I make thine enemies thy footstool. So the attack of the enemy, praise God, amen. You know that saying we always say, that the Bible says that what the enemy meant for bad, hallelujah, God, amen, meant for good. Remember that scripture that says all things are working together, Hallelujah, for the good of those that love God and are called according to his purpose. Praise God. God will use an attack of the enemy, praise God, for your come up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. He will use an attack of the enemy for your come up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But the problem, like I said, the problem is, hallelujah, amen, we want to attack back, and not only do we want to attack back, praise God, we have people in our ear saying, amen, praise God, you really going to let them do that to you? Hallelujah, you really going to let this happen? Hallelujah, amen, praise God, you need to fight back. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. When Jesus never instructed us to fight back. Hallelujah. Jesus said, amen, we are to pray for our enemies. Hallelujah, amen, to pray for those who fightfully use us, and we are to love our enemies. Hallelujah, amen. He said, I know what you've been told. You have been told by people of old. And the thing about it, we're not being told by old people. Praise God, hallelujah. We're being told by young people stuck in old ways. Praise God, people in our own age categories that are stuck in their old ways. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen, that feel like, amen, hallelujah. Amen, that feel like, praise God, that you got to fight back. You got to fight fire with fire. If somebody hits you, you got to hit them like the scripture says. Hallelujah, an eye for an eye. Praise God, and a tooth for a tooth. Praise God, hallelujah, amen, an eye for an eye, amen, and a tooth for a tooth. That's in the scripture, hallelujah, amen, that's in the Old Testament, but Jesus commands us, even though that's what you were preached to, hallelujah, that's what you were taught, that's what they preached to you, hallelujah, amen, that's what's been embedded in your mentality, an eye for an eye, hallelujah, and a tooth for a tooth, but I'm telling you to pray for those who are spitefully using you. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, hallelujah, amen, to love people who don't love you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just because they're your enemy doesn't mean you have to be their enemy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody out there is under attack. Hallelujah. Amen. And everything in you is telling you to be their enemy. When the spirit is telling you to be their friend. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everything in you is telling you to hate them. But the spirit is telling you to love them. Hallelujah. Amen. The everything in you wants to gossip about them and talk down about them. Hallelujah. Praise God. But the spirit, hallelujah, is telling you to pray for them. Hallelujah. Amen. Because just because they don't like you, you don't necessarily, the only reason why you don't like them, to be honest, is because they don't like you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, the Lord says, what kind of reasoning is that? Hallelujah. Amen. That's the only reason why you don't like them is because they don't like you. Otherwise, if they liked you, y'all might be best friends. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And what you don't see, hallelujah, is the plan that God has for that person in your life. Amen. So all you can see is an enemy. Hallelujah, amen. But really, that's your enemy. To them, you're an enemy. Hallelujah. But really, that's your friend. Praise God. Amen. Remember when Jesus was betrayed by Judas? Hallelujah. And Judas kissed him on the cheek. Hallelujah. And Jesus called him a friend. Praise God. Amen. Because, amen, he was acting in the authority of an enemy. Praise God, hallelujah. But to Jesus, he was his friend because he knew that everything that the enemy does, God uses it. Hallelujah, amen, for him to be glorified. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. And praise God, that's what we have to realize. Amen. That my enemy is that I may be their enemy, hallelujah, but to them. But they don't have to be my enemy. Hallelujah, amen. I can be their friend. Hallelujah, amen. He said, love those, hallelujah, who spitefully use me. He said, sit, hallelujah, at my right hand. Sit in my authority. My authority, God's authority, is his word. Praise God. And his word is telling us to love. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Not to be vengeful. Hallelujah, because he said the vengeance was his. Hallelujah, amen. And one thing I've learned about God is you don't want to take anything from God that's his. Hallelujah, vengeance is his. He said that tree in the midst of the garden, that's mine. Hallelujah, and because they took of what was God's and not from what was theirs, hallelujah, amen, they lost what was theirs because they wanted to take what was God's. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. And you will lose, amen, what you already have, what God has already given you, hallelujah, because you want to take his vengeance, hallelujah, because he wants to take people that don't like you, amen, and use those people to promote you. He wants to take people that don't like you and use those people to get you to the next level. Hallelujah, praise God. Unbeknownst to them, hallelujah, God is using them, hallelujah, amen, to excel you. That's why the wealth of the wicked. Wealth ain't always money. Sometimes it's influence. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's not what you know is who you know. Praise God. And sometimes it's the knowledge of something. Amen. The wicked, hallelujah, have all this laid up for you. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. That boss that's so mean to you that you don't like, that you just know, amen, is your enemy. Praise God. They hounding you about every little thing you do. Hallelujah. They correcting you about this. They correcting you about that. They correcting you about this. Praise God. But instead of saying, oh, my God, all they do is correct me, why not, amen, take those notes of correction from them, learn. Hallelujah. See, they're trying to just pick on you. But you could be learning. Hallelujah, through their picking. Praise God, because their picking is actually teaching. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, but you won't see it like that as long as you, amen, believe and think, hallelujah, amen, that this has no purpose. This has no, the only purpose in this is to bring me misery, to bring me sorrow. Hallelujah, to hurt me. Hallelujah, that's the only purpose of this person doing this. Hallelujah. So I can see, amen, that it's actually a learning moment. Hallelujah, amen. He's actually teaching me unbeknownst to him. Hallelujah. So the next position I get, the next job I go on, hallelujah, praise God, I will be in such a hallelujah, amen, a mind frame of having the wisdom and knowledge of the job. Hallelujah, amen, of the laws and of the rules and regulations. Hallelujah, amen, that I will have added a qualification to myself, a qualification to my resume, an attribute. That's the word I'm looking for. Hallelujah. What that enemy did was add an attribute to me that otherwise I would not have had. Hallelujah, amen. If you wouldn't have been picked on so much in school, hallelujah, amen, but by the time you got to an adult, you would not be able to handle the gossip that goes on about you. Hallelujah, the backbiting that goes on. Hallelujah, amen, the backstabbing. Hallelujah, amen, from grown folks. But see, God brought you up in an environment, hallelujah, where, amen, it was toughening you as you went along. Hallelujah, amen. And it started out small, and some of y'all can testify to this. It started out small, and as you got older, it kept growing, and it kept growing. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. And you kept saying, how much more can I take? Now realize that God is gradually, hallelujah, amen, molding you and shaping you and toughening you up. Hallelujah. So you're actually going up levels. Hallelujah, amen. You think you're going deeper. You think you're going down. You think you're being more hated on. Hallelujah, amen. More gossiped about, which is actually going on. praise God, but you're looking at it in a negative way, not realizing God is taking you up. The enemy's saying you're going down. Hallelujah. The enemy is saying it's getting worse. Praise God. The enemy is saying, hallelujah, the pit is getting deeper, and you're falling deeper and deeper and deeper in the pit. Hallelujah. But God wants you to flip that on its head. Flip that completely around. Hallelujah. Don't do a 360. Do a 180. What you're actually doing is going up a level. Hallelujah. And the higher you go, hallelujah, the bigger the level, the bigger the demons. Hallelujah, the bigger the level, the bigger the temptations. Hallelujah, the bigger the levels, hallelujah, the bigger the trials. The bigger the levels, the bigger the tribulations. Hallelujah, amen. So the bigger the those things get, that what God wants you to realize is that is an indication that you are moving up. Hallelujah, because the enemy wants you to think you're going down. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's why he says, if you sit in my right hand, I will make your enemies your footstool. Hallelujah. Amen. The footstool is something you can either prop your feet on. Hallelujah. Or if you can't reach something, you can stand on it. Hallelujah. You can reach up to reach what you otherwise couldn't reach before. Hallelujah. Amen. So it can either help you relax. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Take the weight off. Hallelujah. Or it can help you excel. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you have to allow this to happen. Amen. Praise God. This is a choice that you have to make. Sit. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God in my right hand, and I make your enemies, hallelujah, your footstool. Verse 2 says this, the Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Hallelujah. Rule thou in the midst. Hallelujah. In the midst of thy enemies. Hallelujah, praise God, while David was surrounded. See, Zion, hallelujah, is the city of David, amen, which is basically the cornerstone of Jerusalem. Praise God, hallelujah, Jerusalem, which is the city of David. Praise God, hallelujah. Zion, hallelujah, in its most purest form of the word, of the Hebrew word, basically means worship or praise. Hallelujah, amen, which is to say that the cornerstone of Jerusalem is the worship and praise. The foundation of Jerusalem is God, is known as God's, hallelujah, city. Hallelujah, God's country, God's land, the holy land. Praise God, amen. This is God's. Hallelujah, amen. Out of the corner, but it's built on the worship of God. Hallelujah, the knowing of God, the praise of God. Amen, praise God. This is when, amen, he brought back the Ark of the Covenant. Praise God, which is symbolic, amen, of the presence of God. So the presence is built on God. Hallelujah. So he's saying out of the strength, he will send the rod of thy strength. Your strength. He will send it to you out of your worship. Hallelujah. And you will rule in the midst of your enemies. Hallelujah. Amen. You will be surrounded. Don't you realize, watch this. Y'all may not like this example, but do y'all not realize, hallelujah, amen, when God puts you in a position of authority, hallelujah, amen, it doesn't matter how many people don't like you. Hallelujah, it doesn't matter how popular you are. Hallelujah, amen. It doesn't matter, amen, if you're on everybody's guest list or not, on everybody's VIP list. That doesn't matter if God has put you in power. Now watch this. The Bible tells me that nobody is put in power unless God puts you there. Hallelujah, amen. So everybody who is in a position of power right now, hallelujah, is in a position of power because God put them in that position. Hallelujah. Now, you may not want to admit this, praise God. That tells me that God put Trump in his position. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. That means God put Trump in his position. Is Trump not ruling in the midst of all of his enemies? Who likes him? Hallelujah. And admits him. Praise God. But he still rules. Hallelujah. He's still in charge. Hallelujah, praise God. Hey, man, because you may not see it, you know, because you don't know his personal life. All we know is he might be racist and all this other stuff going. This is all we know. Hallelujah is what the media tells us about a person. Amen. So we don't know his personal life. We don't know if he prayed about this or not. We don't know if he put this in God's hands or not. It don't take much. Remember the centurion soldier? He was a worldly man. Praise God. Amen. But he said, if you send your word, God, I believe. Praise God. You don't know if Trump said, send your word, God, I believe. Hallelujah. I'm gonna let you be in charge. Hallelujah. And I'm just going to let you do it. Hallelujah. How else could somebody that is so unlike, hallelujah, still rule? Hallelujah. Whatever Trump says, that's what goes. Why? Because he's still in charge. No matter if he like you, you like him, that don't matter. God say, I will, hallelujah, you will rule in the midst of thy enemies. And watch this in verse 3. It says, people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauty of holiness from the womb of the morning, and have the dew of thy youth. Praise God. Hallelujah. It said, in the day of thy power, in the day that you rule, praise God, the authority, hallelujah, that I have given you, because you said, hallelujah, I want you to understand, everything that comes after verse 1, the Lord shall send the rod of thy strength. You will rule in the midst of thy enemies. People shall be willing in the day of thy power and the beauty of thy holiness. All this is happening because first, that's why it's verse 1, first you said, until, hallelujah, praise God. We call it, the Bible calls it an appointed time, until I make thine enemies your footstool. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't sit down and don't move till I tell you to. Praise God is what the Lord is saying. Amen. Until I have worked this pathway. In other words, right now you ain't going to win. Hallelujah. Right now you can't go toe-to-toe and win. Hallelujah. Amen. You got to sit down and let me fight your battle. Hallelujah, amen. Let me, hallelujah, do what I got to do. Praise God. It's a little known story about Moses. Praise God, hallelujah, that before, hallelujah, amen, Moses went to Pharaoh and said, let my people, well, after he said, let my people go, there's a story in between there that's not in the Bible, in the canonized Bible, about how Moses went to war against Pharaoh. He got a few of the slaves together, and they got them a little army. They got them some weapons, and they were fighting. Hallelujah, amen. Against, praise God, Pharaoh, and they were losing horribly. They were saying, God's on our side. Hallelujah, and people were dying. Hallelujah. Not only were people dying from the war, but Pharaoh was also having people executed. Hallelujah. Amen. Until they could bring Moses. They wanted to find Moses. Hallelujah. Amen. And Moses couldn't understand how come he wasn't prevailing in this fight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because he wasn't sitting. He was fighting when God wants you to sit. Hallelujah, amen, until, hallelujah, amen, until, when Moses finally sat, hallelujah, amen, and God began to do what he did in the end, on the 10th plague, Pharaoh came to him and said, look, you can take the gold and you can go. Praise God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Not only did he release them, he gave them all the gold in Egypt, praise God, not all of it, but the majority of it that they had it. Hallelujah, they had just got a loan. He said, look, you can keep the loan, hallelujah, and you can keep your slaves, Moses. Praise God, I need you to leave. See, when Moses finally sent, his enemy became his footstool. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. You at that job, when you finally sent, and stop fighting. Hallelujah. You at that church, in that ministry, when you finally sit and stop fighting. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. When you finally shut your mouth and stop fighting, you in that family. Hallelujah. Amen. You quit fighting with your siblings. When you finally shut up and sit down, amen, and let the Lord do what the Lord does, hallelujah, then those that are enemies, hallelujah, will, amen, become your footstool. Praise God. They will excel you to the next level, but you got to sit first. None of this other stuff is going to happen until you sit. Hallelujah. Watch this. It says, hallelujah, in verse 4, the Lord has sworn and will not repent. I've told you that word repent literally means to change your mind. He says, the Lord has sworn this, and he will not change his mind about it. He says, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Hallelujah. The Lord at thy right hand. Now watch. First, the Lord wanted you to sit, hallelujah, at his right hand. Hallelujah, amen, until, hallelujah, he made your enemies your footstool. Now your enemies are your footstool. Now the Lord, verse 5 says, the Lord at thy right hand. Oh, Lord, we done switched sides. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now the Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. Praise God. Hallelujah. Through kings. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. King. He's talking about kings because David was a king. So the people who were going against him were also kings. Hallelujah. I don't want you to read this scripture and then, you know, go down to the White House. Go overseas and try to mess with some kings. Hallelujah, amen. If you are a supervisor at UPS, hallelujah, God's going to take down the supervisors at UPS. See, it's a peer, it's an equal thing. Peer, equal, being equal. Hallelujah, amen. Because sometimes the preacher will try to tell you, you know, David was rich and Solomon was rich, but they were kings. Hallelujah, amen. You can't expect to have the wealth of a king if you're not a king. Lord, have mercy, praise God. I don't know why the Lord want me to say this right now. Hallelujah, amen. But he's saying, amen, you got on your level. Don't try to, see, God is going to promote you. If you're not a king, don't try to take, hallelujah, amen. Don't, if he ain't put you in the presence of a king, hallelujah, don't. That's why he told you to sit. That way you won't go looking, praise God, hallelujah, for kings. Hallelujah. See, Moses tried to take on a king. Only a king can take on a king. So Moses had to sit and let the king of kings, hallelujah, take on the king, praise God, which was Pharaoh. Praise God, hallelujah. Moses couldn't do it, hallelujah, although he tried. Hallelujah, but he failed until God said, when he said, and let God do what he did, but then the king came to him. Hallelujah. Then the king felt like he was reduced to Moses' level. Y'all don't hear me. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, you can't go, you got to let the king come to you. My God. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. And he said he's going to run through kings in the day of his wrath. And all those people that are coming against you, hallelujah, amen. God say, he's going to run through them, strike through them. Hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah, amen. And it says, hallelujah, he shall judge among the heathens. He shall fill the places with dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, once again, I want you to break it down to your level. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. When he says that the heads over many countries, hallelujah. Amen. He's talking about people who are coming against David, these countries who are coming against David. Hallelujah. If you're a business owner, he's talking about those businesses that are trying to take you down. Hallelujah. Amen. If you're a pastor or a minister, he's talking about these watchmen groups. Hallelujah. That all they do is try to take down and pick apart the preacher. Hallelujah, amen. Try to take down and pick apart the ministry. Hallelujah, amen. On your level, hallelujah. Everybody at your job that wants your job. See, it was all, back then it was all about territory. It was all about land, taking over land. Praise God, taking over something that somebody else had. And it ain't changed. People want your job. They want your money. They want your woman. They want your man. They want your position. Hallelujah. They want your titles. Praise God. They want all this stuff. It ain't changed. Praise God. But God said if you just sit, hallelujah, you ain't got to worry about all that. He said, I'll strike through these people. Hallelujah, like it ain't nothing. Hallelujah. He said, like a hot knife through butter. It ain't nothing to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you sit. Hallelujah. You got to sit first before you take any action. Hallelujah. You got to sit before you take any action. I'm going to say it again. You got to sit. Hallelujah. Before you take any action. Praise God. Hallelujah. Before the judge rules in a case, he sits. He got to sit first. He got to sit. He got to think about this. He got to meditate it. Meditate on it. Praise God. Hallelujah. He got to pray about it. Hallelujah. He got to sit. Hallelujah. When they asked Jesus, what Moses said in the law of Moses, and say, we're supposed to stone this woman. What do you say? Hallelujah. The Bible say he didn't say nothing for a second. Hallelujah. He took a minute. Hallelujah. Amen. He didn't react right away. Hallelujah. He said he rested. Hallelujah. Amen. The word is basically telling us to rest in the word. Hallelujah, rest in his authority, not yours, because your authority can't, hallelujah, amen, defeat anybody. Your authority can't come against anything. Hallelujah, but his authority can. Watch this. I can cast out a demon in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, praise God. But that demon ain't moving until I say, in the name of Jesus. First, he going to sit there and listen. Now, what is he talking about? Cast away. Go, run. I don't know who he think he is. And then I say, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I didn't know he knew Jesus. Hallelujah, praise God. See, my authority ain't in me. It's in Jesus. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. So he said that when we rest, hallelujah, amen, in his authority, hallelujah, amen, all these other things will come to pass. Your enemies will be defeated. Hallelujah, praise God, at the hand of God. But first you got to rest. First you got to believe what the word says. Hallelujah, amen. And we can tell people don't believe what the word says. Hallelujah, amen, because they're not rested in it, because they're too terrified. They're too living in fear. You can turn on the news and see how people are living in fear. This is what got me. The governor said, that he was talking about opening up Texas. He was going to open Texas back up. We had a minister get on the news and say he thought it was too soon. Praise God that he thought, hallelujah, amen, that it's still a health epidemic, a health crisis, and from a scientific point of view, hallelujah, amen, that makes sense. But this is not a scientific man that is speaking. This is supposed to be a spiritual man of spiritual authority speaking, hallelujah, but instead of him saying, you know, the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, amen, he said we need to shelter in place more. Praise God, hallelujah. Totally opposite of what he's probably preached his whole life in his whole career in ministry. Probably the total opposite. Rest in God. Trust in God. Hallelujah. Amen. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Hallelujah. Amen. He will prepare a table for you in the presence, amen, of your enemy. All the stuff that he probably didn't preach on. Hallelujah. But yet he says it's too soon. Is he resting in God? Is he trusting? Hallelujah, in God. Praise God, amen. Because I've seen people that trust in God that they just living. They ain't got no mask. Hallelujah, praise God. They ain't got no lights on. They just living. Hallelujah, they just trusting in God. Hallelujah. Life ain't stopped for them. Hallelujah. They're like, oh, they thanking God for the vacation. They're not worried about the stock market. They're not worried about their finances. Hallelujah. Amen. They, even though they ain't got it, they ain't worried about it. Praise God, because they trusted in God. Hallelujah. Praise God. There's a lot of people out there alive. They saying they trusting in God, but they not. They trusting in that job, because now that that job is gone, hallelujah, amen, they feel, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know the next step. I don't know this. But I thought, hallelujah, amen, that you were trusting in God. Hallelujah, I thought you were sitting at his right hand, sitting at his authority. Hallelujah, I thought God was in charge. Hallelujah, amen, I thought he was still on the throne. Praise God, hallelujah. 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 The final scripture says, he shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head. Praise God. Hallelujah. He shall drink. When I heard the way, I immediately thought about when everybody followed Jesus in the way. He would give people an option after he healed them. He would tell them to go in their way, go by your way. But the Bible would say they will follow Jesus in the way. And it says he will drink of the brook. The brook is water. They will drink of the water in the way. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Therefore, he shall lift up the head. The head is Christ. The head is Jesus. The head is God. Hallelujah. The last verse is seven verses. Seven is the number of completion. Praise God. The first verse ties in with the last verse. You may not see it, but the head, the forehead region, when the Bible says in the book of Revelation that if you have the mark of the beast on your forehead or on your hand, that it's not talking about a literal mark. Hallelujah. Amen. The mark of man. What it's talking about, hallelujah, amen, the frontal lobe is, hallelujah, where the rational decisions are made. Hallelujah. So the frontal lobe represents the authority, hallelujah, of righteousness, to make the righteous decision. Hallelujah. The right hand, hallelujah, also represents authority, like we've already discussed. So we're not talking about a chip. Hallelujah. Amen. I know. Praise God. Amen. But we're not talking about a chip. Amen. The chip, they just want to use the chip. Maybe they want to track you. Maybe they want to kill you. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the chip is not the mark of the beast. Hallelujah. The mark of the beast is when you, amen, give over your authority to the authority of what man is saying. Hallelujah. Instead of what God is saying. The Bible tells us when we take on this mark, we won't be able to eat without it. Hallelujah. In other words, unless we agree with what man is saying, hallelujah, unless we agree with their lifestyle, with their laws, hallelujah, with the things that they do, the frontal lobe, the righteous conscious decision, hallelujah, unless we are making the righteous decision, unless we are seeking first the kingdom of God, we ain't got no problem with that. Oh, we ain't got no problem. Seeking first the kingdom of God, no problem. Hallelujah, I want the kingdom of God. Hallelujah, amen. I want to go to heaven. I want to see the streets paved with gold. I want my own room, my own house that's laid up for me, that God is preparing for me, that he's fixing for me. I want that. No problem. I want that. Hallelujah, amen. No, I'm talking about on earth. Okay, fine. I want it on earth too. I want the kingdom of God all in the earth. Hallelujah. I want to rejoice and praise God and be in peace and happiness and all that. Hallelujah. But the next scripture says, and his righteousness. Not just to seek the kingdom, but to seek his righteousness. Not just to seek the benefits, hallelujah, of being a child of God. Hallelujah, amen. But to seek the righteousness of being a child of God. Well, what does it mean to be a child of God? How does a child of God behave? Amen. It's like being royalty. Hallelujah, amen. People that are born in the royalty don't necessarily like it because they live by a different standard of rules than I do. I can do whatever I want. Hallelujah, amen. Y'all might judge me because I'm a pastor. You shouldn't have did that. Da, 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 da. Hallelujah. But if I repent and move on, y'all good. But as a king's son, hallelujah, praise God. If I was Obama's son, hallelujah, y'all looking at Obama. Y'all see, first y'all looking at me. That's the problem. Amen. You're looking at me, praise God. When you should be looking at God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. When Obama's kids got in trouble, when they was wearing what clothes they didn't want them to wear, hallelujah. Amen. They was looking at Obama. Praise God. Hallelujah. In other words, I set the example for God. Hallelujah. I shouldn't just get a pass. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because I am who I am. If anything, hallelujah, I should be under more scrutiny. Hallelujah. Amen. Because of who I am. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's where we have to be of who we are. Hallelujah. Amen. We shall drink of the brook of righteousness in the way. We have to walk, talk, in the way. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says the time has come and has come in where the Father seeks those who worship him in spirit and in truth. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that word truth, amen, is loosely translated in the Greek to life. Those who worship me in spirit and in life. Hallelujah. Amen. In other words, you don't just believe it. So, see, a lot of we can believe something, hallelujah, but we don't necessarily. We can believe cheating on our spouses is wrong. We can know it. Hallelujah, we know it's wrong. We can believe lying is wrong. We can know lying is wrong. Praise God. But that doesn't necessarily mean that we live by what we know. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to say it again. That doesn't necessarily mean that we live by what we know. Jesus calls us hypocrites, those that say one thing, believe one thing, hallelujah, but do another thing. Hallelujah. There are people that don't believe, hallelujah, amen, that Christmas should be a holiday celebrated, amen, and by Christians, but yet they have Christmas trees in the church on Christmas time. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. That would be a hypocrite because you don't believe in it, but you do it anyway. You don't believe in Christmas. You don't do it at home, but y'all have Secret Santa at work. I got to do it. No, you don't. Praise God. The Hebrew boy say, I ain't got to do nothing that the Lord ain't say I have to do. That goes against God. I ain't got to do it. And I don't have to explain myself about it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Whatever you decide to do, God will deliver me out of it. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's the kind of mentality we got to have. We can't be hypocrites. Every last one of us has been a hypocrite in one way, shape, form, or fashion. You done told somebody, hallelujah, you need to watch your attitude. You need to get the fruits of the Spirit. Hallelujah, you need to have long-suffering. You need to have gentleness. Hallelujah, you need to have kindness. You need to have self-control. And then turn around and went off on somebody. Hallelujah, hypocrite. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. We've all done it, but God say, amen, praise God. That's something we need to change. That's something we need to repent about. Hallelujah, amen. Amen, and that's why he gave us grace. Hallelujah, amen, grace. Hallelujah, great grace. One translation of the word grace is time. Hallelujah, amen. You ever bought something and you were late on the payment and they said, that's okay, we're going to give you a grace period. We're going to give you a time. Hallelujah, to pay for that. Hallelujah, to make up for it. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. That's why God gave us grace for those times that we fall short. Hallelujah, for those times that, hallelujah, we miss the mark. Praise God, hallelujah. That's what grace is for. Hallelujah, amen. Grace is not a black card with a no limit. Hallelujah, amen, so that you can run up. Hallelujah, praise God. It's for those times when we fall short and we are hypocritical. Hallelujah, amen, in our behavior. Praise God. Hallelujah, amen. And it's usually because we usually end up being hypocritical in our behavior, because when we go back to verse 1, we didn't sit. Hallelujah, amen. We thought we could fight this on our own. We thought we could do it. But in the process of doing it on your own, you end up bending rules, breaking your own moral standards. Hallelujah, doing stuff you wouldn't normally do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Knowing, like I said earlier, we can know it. Hallelujah. But that don't necessarily mean we're going to do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's why God said we need to be like the man that dug down deep to the rock, to the foundation. Hallelujah. Amen. And I thought about it when you're digging. You know, when you're digging, you're digging up dirt. Hallelujah. Amen. You're digging up dirt. Praise God. Hallelujah. You're digging up dirt. When you sit at the right hand of God's authority, hallelujah, and don't do what you were told, what you were taught, hallelujah, what everybody is advising you, what you even think you should do, praise God. When you don't do those things, what you're doing is you're digging. And with every dig, see, that dirt that comes up ain't going back down. Hallelujah. You got to get the dirt out. Hallelujah. That dirt that you're digging up ain't going back in the ground. You're replacing that dirt with some concrete. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. You're replacing that dirt with something that's solid, something that's stable. Hallelujah. With the word of God. He said, if you're not doing that, all you're doing is building your house on the dirt. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So when it get muddy, your flow going to be muddy. Hallelujah, amen. And your walls not gonna be stable. Hallelujah. So when the wind blows, everything gonna fall down. When trials and tribulations come, everything gonna fall down. We need to understand this kind of thing is going to happen. Hallelujah, praise God. People are going to come against you. Hallelujah. People are not going to like you. People are gonna doubt. Quit watching these movies and these TV shows where people like this person. Everybody loves this person. This person is just so loved and everybody likes them. Hallelujah. First of all, everybody likes you after you're dead. You can't trust a biography. Everybody loves you after you're dead. Why? Because I want to be on the biography. I want my 15 seconds of fame. Hallelujah. So I'm going to get up on there and say how much I loved you, how you was just the greatest singer, greatest preacher. Hallelujah. And I didn't even like you. I done been to plenty of funerals, and I know that person. You didn't like me. You didn't like him. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you wanted to get on the mic. Hallelujah. Quit living in a fantasy world where you expect everybody's going to love you. Hallelujah. That you that guy. You that girl, everybody love you. Let me tell you something. If everybody love you, somebody lying. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why he said you're going to rule in the midst of your enemies. Hallelujah. It's people. It was people in Jesus' own camp that was against him. Hallelujah. Eating out of his same bowl. Hallelujah. Drinking out of his same cup. Jesus just washed the man's feet. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But you expect everybody to like you. You want the pastor to like you, the deacon board, everybody to agree with everything you say. Hallelujah. Amen. And when they don't, hallelujah, then the enemy gets to come in. That's why God wants you to know, hallelujah, that you're not going, everybody not going to like you, everybody not going to love you, and to be suspicious of it if they do. Praise God, because that's when the enemy gets to come in. That's when the enemy gets to talking. Hallelujah, amen, and attacking, praise God, hallelujah, because you allowed him in, because the knowledge, he says, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. The knowledge is that people are not going to like you, but if you sit at his right hand, hallelujah, see, I'm giving you the knowledge. Somebody out there is going to go through this, or somebody out there already going through this, hallelujah, amen. And somebody been through it, so you know what I'm talking about. If you're sick, when you were fighting, but soon as you're sick, Hallelujah. As soon as you shut your mouth, doors begin to open. Hallelujah. Praise God. Through the person who was trying to hurt you. And watch this. I was at my job. This guy was just spreading all these hateful rumors about me that I don't know, just all kind of hateful stuff. Telling the manager this, that I'm snitching on her about that and this, that, and the other thing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Employees not to trust him. Hallelujah. Amen. But I never said nothing about him to them. Hallelujah. Amen. I never like talked down on. I explained about me. We was friends. I don't know what's going on. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know why he's saying this stuff. Hallelujah. You shouldn't trust him either. He's an evil hater. Hallelujah. Watch your back around him. Hallelujah. Amen. I didn't do him like he did me. Hallelujah, praise God. And by that being done, praise God, he's calling in, making all his complaints. Hallelujah, amen. But the powers that be saw right through all that, hallelujah, it's like it didn't even happen. Praise God, it's like the Hebrew boys going in the fire, coming out not smelling like smoke. Praise God, after it's all said and done, I'm done, he not. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. His name was the one looked at as the liar, the thief. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. Praise God, because I said under God's authority, let God work it out. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. You gotta let things happen the way God say they gonna happen. Praise God, and you gotta continue to praise Him in the midst of it, because that's where your strength is coming from. The strength is coming from your praise, being able to praise Him in the midst of the storm, in the midst of everybody hating on you, everybody talking about you, in the midst of everybody doubting you, in the midst of you doubting yourself. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got to continue to praise Him and magnify Him, and that's where your strength is coming from. There's been so many people I've heard that sing or preach or act or whatever they might do. Hallelujah. That didn't, before they went out there, they was like, I can't. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not feeling it. Hallelujah. It's not going to work. But they are praying. Hallelujah. Amen. Lord, help me. Hallelujah. Amen. All you got to do is believe God can send His word. And the way they performed that night, the way they preached that night, the way they sang that night, hallelujah, amen, you would never think that before they went out there, they were discouraged. Hallelujah. Before they went out there, they were thinking it's not going to work. I'm not feeling it. Hallelujah, amen. But when they sat and say, you know what, despite how I feel, praise God, hallelujah. See, the entertainment industry, they say the show must go on despite how I feel. Hallelujah, amen. TMZ reporting that your wife just left you, hallelujah, but you're going on stage singing anyway. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. Everybody's saying this and that and the other thing about Trump, but he's going out there saying his speeches anyway. Hallelujah, praise God. But if you can't stop just because of how you feel. Hallelujah, amen. NF said on one of his songs, the world don't stop just because I'm in a bad mood. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But if you sit at his right hand, you wouldn't even be in that bad mood if you would be sitting at his right hand, if you would be resting in his authority. Hallelujah, amen. One thing the Lord said, I'm getting ready to close, but one thing the Lord said that he wanted me to touch on this morning is for us to quit trying to understand what's going on. Hallelujah, amen. Quit trying to understand. Just sit down. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just sit down. Quit trying to understand what's going on. Because what I'm doing right now just don't even, it ain't concerning you yet. Put it that way. Hallelujah. Your part ain't came in yet. Hallelujah, amen. Like I'm writing, like you writing a book. Hallelujah, amen. You can't be concerned about what I'm writing about the other characters. Hallelujah, because those other characters haven't intersected with your character yet. You can't worry about what I wrote about downtown because you haven't taken a trip in the story downtown yet. Hallelujah. You're worrying about other facets of the story when you just should be concentrating on your part of the story. Hallelujah, amen. What is God going to do to them? Is God going to get them for getting me? Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. We so fascinated and affixed with what's God doing with the other person. Hallelujah. When God told, when Jesus told Peter that we're going to have to die, hallelujah, amen. Praise God. He was like, wait a minute, there's 11 of us here. And you saying 10 of us going to have to die. What about John? Is he going to have to die? Hallelujah. I'm not talking to John. Hallelujah. I'm talking to you. Hallelujah. I'm telling you your part in your story. If you talk to a director or a producer, the producer is talking to you about your part, about your role. Why are you so worried about mine? Hallelujah. So he's my enemy. Don't worry about if he's in it. Well, he's so acting like an enemy. Don't worry about, hallelujah, amen, what you think. Because the way you think is wrong. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. Paul said it like this. He says, I'm reaching for the things which are before me. I'm forgetting those things which are behind me. But as for now, I comprehend if not. As for now, I don't understand what's going on. I don't know what's going on right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I'm just going with the flow of God is what he's saying. Hallelujah. I don't know what God's doing. I don't have the slightest clue. He said, I'm reaching for those things which are before me, so I know where he's going to take me to. Hallelujah. But right now, in the midst of where I'm at right now, hallelujah, I don't know what God doing. I don't see how he doing it. Don't understand how he doing it. I just don't see it. But I have faith. Hallelujah, faith. Praise God. That's the problem. A lot of us don't have no faith. We don't have faith in each other. How are we going to have faith in God? Hallelujah. He said it. How you going to love your brother? How you going to say you hate your brother and say you love me and you ain't never seen me? Well, how you going to say you have faith in me when you don't even have faith in people? Amen. You don't even trust people. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. You don't trust that they're going to do what they said they were going to do. Hallelujah. Praise God. And God said, well, how can you trust me and not trust them when I might have sent them to do what I told, what they said they were going to do? I might have sent them to do that, but if you don't trust that they're going to do it, hallelujah, amen, then it ain't going to get done. So you trust that I'm going to do it, but I'm trying to do it. Hallelujah. But the Bible says give, and it shall be given with good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and runneth over shall men give unto your bosom. So he's saying when I get ready to give, I'm going to give it through a man, but you don't trust him, hallelujah, enough to receive it. Praise God, hallelujah, enough to allow them to hold that money. Hallelujah, amen, that money you got, you don't want to give it to them. Praise God, hallelujah, because you don't trust that they're going to, amen, do what they said they was going to do. Hallelujah, amen. You want the return on the investment. Hallelujah, amen, and you don't trust that they're going to produce that return. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. But you got to trust God. You got to believe God. Hallelujah. Because if you believe God, hallelujah, you'll believe God didn't send you a hater in your life. He didn't send you somebody to bring you down. Hallelujah. He didn't send you somebody just to hate on you for no reason. Hallelujah. If you really believe that God is in control, if you are really sitting in his authority, resting that he is in charge, hallelujah, if you are really believing that, you really believe, hallelujah, God will send a woman in your life just to hurt you. You believe God will just send a man in your life, hallelujah, just to lower your self-esteem. Praise God, and you are a real person of God, and you really believe this is what God would do. You don't believe that God would allow you to be thrown in the pit so you could be sold into slavery, so you could be, hallelujah, thrown into the prison, so you could be promoted to the palace? You thought he just wanted to throw you in a pit? That's what you thought God, because men did it, but God works through men. So you think God would just allow people to throw you in a pit just to throw you in a pit? Hallelujah. You think God would just allow, hallelujah, amen, these things to just happen to you? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And God is saying, amen. Hallelujah. That's not who God is. Hallelujah. Amen. That's not who he is. That's not what he's about. Hallelujah. Amen. If you trust in him, you would know that he knows the plans. Ain't that what he said in the book of Jeremiah? I know the plans I have for you. Hallelujah. And those plans are going to come to an expected end. Hallelujah. Praise God. An expected end. Hallelujah. Amen. If you read the end of the story and realize and see the happy ending, but you don't read the other 22 chapters between chapter 1 and chapter 23, hallelujah, amen, then you don't see the struggle. Praise God. If you just see we had a black president, amen, a few years ago, but you don't see, hallelujah, that less than 100 years ago we couldn't even vote, hallelujah, amen, we were still living in slavery and picking cotton, if you can't see the struggle, if all you see is the success, hallelujah, amen, then you don't realize that there's a struggle that comes with it, hallelujah, but as long as you sit, as long as you are trusting in the authority of God, that God has lined all this up for an appointed time, for a reason. The whole scripture says, amen, all things work together for the good of those that love God and are called according to his purpose, for those that he foreknew, meaning those that he knew before, and predestined, meaning your destiny was already written out, to conform to the image of Christ Jesus. The image of Christ Jesus, the image of Christ Jesus is the image of, I have the power of heaven and earth in my hand. Hallelujah, praise God. But you got to realize the in between time, all things are working together. All things, those things. Hallelujah, the going to the cross, the Calvary, the dying. Hallelujah, praise God. Those things. Ask any successful business person, hallelujah, about the things. Hallelujah, before they came to that expected end, the things they had to go through to get to where they are. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. But we as Christians, if we sit and trust that God is in control, that God, hallelujah, has already mapped out my destiny. Hallelujah, your destiny. That it's already been done. Hallelujah. It's something you got to believe and you got to trust. Hallelujah. Because when you trust in that, that's when everything falls in line. Hallelujah. Amen. But we don't wait until our enemies are our footstool. We move too quickly sometimes. Hallelujah. We move too fast. Praise God. But we have to trust in God. We have to trust. Hallelujah. Amen. That he it's already been mapped out. It's something we have to believe. It's something we got to know. Praise God, hallelujah. And like I said earlier, we have to practice that. Hallelujah, amen. We can't be hypocrites about, oh, I know God's going to work this out. Hallelujah, amen. Then cry about, I don't know how he's going to work this out. Hallelujah. We can't have faith in God one day, amen, and then be crying to God, I don't know how I'm going to get out of this, the next day. Hallelujah. We got to, weeping may endure for a night. Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. Amen. Can I say that again? Amen. Weeping may endure for a night. Hallelujah. Amen. Not. Hallelujah. Weeping may endure every night. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. At what point are we going to Hallelujah, amen. At what point, hallelujah, are we going to put our trust completely in God? Hallelujah, amen, and stop crying about it. Hallelujah, amen, and start believing God about it. Hallelujah, praise God, because that's what we need to do. We need to start stop crying about it, amen, and start believing God about it. Praise God, hallelujah, on this morning. Amen, hallelujah. So as I get ready to close this lesson on this morning, hallelujah, amen, praise God, sit, hallelujah, until, hallelujah, I make your enemies your footstool. Praise God, hallelujah. God say he's going to do it. All you got to do is trust, hallelujah, in him. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we just thank you on today. Hallelujah, we thank you for your word. Hallelujah, amen. We thank you, Lord, for your presence in our lives. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord, for your authority, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you are still on the throne. We thank you that you are still, hallelujah, in charge. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord. We magnify you. We put our trust completely in you, and we will continue to magnify and praise your name. Hallelujah, in your son Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah, amen. And amen. Praise God on today. Amen. I want to thank God for each and every person that called in. Amen. Everybody that tuned in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Go to Blog Talk Radio. Look us up. Care Broadcast Radio Network. Praise God. Hallelujah. Care Broadcast Radio Network. Amen. We in full effect. Hallelujah. The Backfist of Preaching is in full effect. We present. I want y'all, we got a new show coming soon. Elder Straight Talk from the Elder. Praise God. Straight Talk with the Elder. Amen. And I want those of you that can to join in with us. Hallelujah. Amen. So I want y'all to stay tuned to the page. Send me a friend request or like the Anointed Truth page, because I want as many people as we can to get in on this. Hallelujah. So we can hear. I want to hear opinions and all this kind of stuff, because we got some topics. Hallelujah. Should marijuana be legalized? Is it a drug? Is all sex a sin? Praise God. Hallelujah. Should the book of Timothy and Timothy 2, should they be removed from the Bible? Should they ever be cleared? Praise God. Hallelujah. These are all topics we want to touch on this season. Hallelujah, on that particular show. Amen. So we look forward to that. Amen. Praise God. We want to ask that y'all tune in on Thursday night for Thursday Night Thunder. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to lift up the name of God. Praise God. We're going to have some words. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're just going to have a blessed time in the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And I thank God for each and every person that's called in and tuned in on today. Hallelujah, amen. We'll be back online soon. Just be looking for the notifications. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and pray us out at this time. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you on today, Lord. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your message. We just ask, Lord, that this word resonate in our heart, our minds, our bodies, and our souls, Lord. And we thank you for it on today. We will continue to praise and magnify your name, because you are truly worthy. Hallelujah, to be praised. Hallelujah, in your son Jesus' name. Hallelujah, amen, and amen. Praise God. Everybody have a blessed day. Y'all go with God, and don't forget to pray, hallelujah, throughout the day, and just see what God, hallelujah, can manifest in your life. Everybody have a blessed day. Y'all go with God, and we'll see y'all next time. Hold on, praise God. We going to see y'all next time. This thing is in the way on my computer screen. I don't appreciate it. There we go. On the Anointed Truth of Christ, hallelujah, worldwide and uncensored.
Yeah. Here we go. I don't think they're ready, though.
It's like, what? You want to do right, but things keep going wrong. Uh-huh.
Something about the name Jesus, it ain't just a song. Just keep calling on him, I promise it won't be long. To all your worries and your problems, they all will be gone. You say you're trying, well I tell you try harder. His grace is sufficient, ain't no telling what the Lord will do. You need him in your life, the one and only Christ. He came, lived and died and paid a major sacrifice. So if you believe like I believe, eternal life you will achieve. Just lift him up and then you'll see the windows of heaven opening and blessings pouring out. When you feel the spirit, you'll start to shout. When praises go up, blessings come down. When you're alone, he's still around. Now come on.
I was living in sin, till he came in my life.
Yeah.
We all
get caught in our own sins.
We do. Sometimes I have to remind myself that on my worst day,
what's that?
I live like somebody on their greatest. Don't let your demons take you to hell. Introduce them to heaven.
Niggas go to college. Niggas go to jail. Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
DC3.
Nobody wanna
Hey, I'm finna kill this track though.
The things we do.
Yeah, the things we do. Yeah, just to make it through.
Nobody wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Hey, listen to me.
Yeah.
Choices turned to decisions, and we were told to do the right thing, and we didn't listen. Ask God's forgiveness 9 times out of 10. Give us a second chance, we gonna do it again. Me, I fall short every day, and ask God's forgiveness every time I pray. Truth is, I probably need the most help. I'm trying to help y'all when I need help myself. Look, I'm really preaching to the man in the mirror. Every time I read the word, I see things a little clearer. With God on my side, it ain't nothing that I'm fearing. And I ain't even driving, let the Lord do the steering. It's like down, it's starting to look up to me. Men of God, y'all starting to look like frauds to me. You don't like what I'm saying, then sue me. I've been through the fire, ain't nothing that you can do me. I'm like Daniel, I ain't bowing down to nobody. See, I'm trying to serve God, and you trying to serve money. When I switch my style, God said switch it back. He gave me the world and said take control of that. It's my time now, you can't stop it, it was written. I'm trying to lace you boys up, but you keep tripping. You already leaning, but you boys keep sipping. But it don't cost nothing if you boys pay attention and listen.
Niggas go to jail.
Yeah, they do.
Make it into heaven. Make it into hell.
It's all about choices and decisions.
Nobody wanna lose.
Yeah.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do. Just to make it through. But the truth is that nobody
wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live our
lives. Yeah. Decisions turn to consequences. Guess what happened when we hard-headed and don't listen. You're creeping with your boy, girl, and you know you're wrong. Oh boy, pop that thing, send you home, now you're gone. You're on the block when it's hot and you're holding weight. You're stunting on them boys, I'm surprised when them boys hate. They drop a dime on you, set you up, get you killed. You need to watch the people that you're breaking bread with. My circle's so small, it's a straight line. Won't set me up, I ain't going down for now, crime. And I ain't riding cross town with you just to make a drop. Had me on the news with you, running from the cops. My mind on lifting Jesus up to the top. Then out the blue, I'm pulling something new off the lot. Hop out of the church house, like what you talking about? It's raining blessings in my life. I'm stacking up for the drop. Death and life, choose life is what he told me. Then he took me to a place on high, and he showed me everything that he had prepared for me. There I am, staring at me, I'm on the TV. And I ain't go to college, and I stayed out of jail. Jesus paid my way to heaven, kept me out of hell. So to the highest bidder, see my soul was for sale. Will I reach my destiny? Only time will tell. But yeah.
Niggas go to jail.
You see it?
Make it into heaven. Ooh, so make it into hell.
I know I do.
Nobody wanna lose. Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do. Just to make it through. Yeah. But nobody. Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live our lives.
Yeah.
Consequences lead to repercussions. You reap what you sow, that's the end of discussion. I give it to you raw, I ain't sugarcoating nothing. You was capping on them boys, then they came back stunting. They was packing artillery, you ain't even know. Your boy set you up, and y'all been down since 94. Man, the love of money, that's the root to it. And it don't take much, a couple dollars will do it. Watch that, you never know how that's gonna come back. Cause everything you take, somebody gonna wanna take that. Haters get hated on, and they hate it. Catch you inebriated and faded, they being shady. And that's the reason why a lot of people ain't see me lately. They smile in my face, shake my hand, and they hate me. Man, that's the world they living in. I love y'all, low. I just want y'all to repent your sin. And if I did you wrong, forgive me, let's begin again. Life is too short, and when I die, I wanna make it in. Time is moving fast, we the ones that's moving slow. And when it's your time to go, you won't know till you go. I done some things that I ain't wanna do, and I ain't proud of what I did. I did what I had to do. Now I don't wanna lose, don't wanna fail, don't wanna die. And the day he calls my name, y'all, I wanna fly like Bob.
Yeah.